Today, just a few words in English. There was a pastor who was speaking with his fellow minister and said, "We had a great revival in our parish, and things are so much better now." And the minister asks his friend, "Wow, what did you do? How many more people did you get?" He said, "No, we didn't get more. We got rid of 5. Today, because there are so few of us, we also welcome those who are listening online. And we remind ourselves that God does not need us. He wants us. And we know there's a big difference between saying, "I need something," and "I want something." God can live without us. In fact, in one of his discussions with the Pharisees, they said, "We're children of Abraham." And God said, "You don't live well. God can make children of Abraham out of these very stones." Sometimes we think that we are so indispensable, when that's not the way Christians should think. We are so loved, not because we're so beautiful or so good, but because God looks at us like a parent or a grandparent. We have no teeth, we have no hair, we can't talk, we need help, we need to be carried. But a parent or a grandparent looks at this child and says, "How beautiful this child is. It doesn't work, it doesn't produce, it can't even talk to me." But we are sometimes stunned by the beauty of a young infant. In that comparison, we can think about God. We are not necessary for God, but we are desired by him. And he looks upon us because he loves us. The Bible says Jesus died for us while we were still sinners. If you notice, sometimes people say, "I want that person to apologize to me." And we all would love an apology. Think of this. Jesus died on the cross without anyone apologizing to him, without anyone saying, "I'm sorry I betrayed you," without anyone to saying, "Oh, we're so sorry, you're so good, we made you suffer." Jesus died without an apology, without anyone saying, "I'm sorry," but that was how deep his love was for us. He died for us while we were yet sinners. And this can inspire a great confidence in us. When you think you can't be forgiven, when you think that you've done something bad or you're so bad, look at the cross and say, "This is how much he loves me. He loves me not because I'm good, but because he is good and he loves me forever." Christos Christiaitza.